Hey guys, Matt Belknap and I have talked about our love of the Gooder sunglasses. There's no reason why you won't love them as much as we do. Listen, these things are stylish. They start at about $25 a pair. No slip, no bounce. Those are their words, not mine, but boy, are they appropriate. These things are polarized and they got a bunch of five-star reviews that are accurate. I give mine six stars. I go one more star than the average person because I myself, I'm the star. I'm the extra star. 30-day free returns, one-year warranty. They got a bunch of great styles. These things came in very handy for me recently at a charity golf event. And everybody's like, what's with the shades? And I went, man, these are my Gooders. And they made my golf game gooder. I said that about 18 holes. Hey, if you want to support the show and try a pair, Gooder is giving Never Not Funny listeners free shipping. You can go to gooder.com/Pardo and use code Pardo for free shipping. Gooder offers a 30-day money-back guarantee and 100% satisfaction. Again, that is gooder.com/Pardo and use code Pardo for free shipping. GOODR.com/Pardo. Do it now. Look out. Here comes the sun.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Please don't take this personal. Would you politely go to hell?
Hello, everybody, and indeed, welcome into Never Not Funny. This is a little sampling of the lettered episode that we released this week. And if you want to hear the entire episode, you can head over to nevernotfunny.com and subscribe to the platinum subscription levels that we have over there for you to hear everything. But this is a nice little taste of what's happening over there behind closed doors at the platinum. So please enjoy. I'm on La Cienega Boulevard. I almost wanted to save this for Monday on the off chance. Anyway, so I'm driving. I'm heading northbound on La Cienega. And Coyote trucks.
Yeah.
They're in the business, right? Isn't that
the... It's like the company... Is Coyote as opposed to the truck brand?
Yeah, the company is, okay, right. Yeah, yeah. And they're in the business, right? Aren't they bringing sets and lights or something?
Taking all the equipment.
Maybe honey wagons as well, possibly.
This was not that. This was a truck. And I'm parked, and the truck is next to me, but it's in front of me. The truck's in front of me. And all of a sudden, it's one of those optical illusions where I start slamming on my brakes because I think I'm drifting forward, but in reality, the truck is moving back.
Uh-huh. Oh, no.
So he's moving back, and I'm like, what the fuck with this guy? What the fuck? And I look over, and he goes, Jimmy! And he holds up his phone. I'm listening! It was Marvin.
Oh.
Hey, Marvin.
Yeah.
What's up, Marvin?
Yeah, so Marvin was listening. He said he's been in almost since day one, he says. Mm-hmm. So I assume he's a platinum subscriber. It'd be weird if you listened since 2006 and you're not.
Yeah.
But if he's not, and he'll never hear this story. But
too bad, Marvin.
I initially was like, look at this fucking asshole. then I, quite frankly, it made my day.
Delight.
It was a reverse celebrity sighting.
Well, yeah.
It was one for Marvin. He got to go to work and talk about it.
Speaking of that, I had a celebrity sighting.
Wait a minute now. Let's talk about it.
On Tuesday.
All right, so it was Tuesday, so there's a good chance it was Wimpy paying his bill. That's a nice joke.
That's a nice joke.
Come on.
A joke that I really only appreciate because you've quoted him before, that whatever that thing he says is about
I'll
gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today.
Oh, you're right. That's what it is. Thank you. So he is paying that bill on Tuesday. All right. So were you at a hamburger stand?
Close. I was at Mendocino Farms in Toluca Lake.
All right. Sandwich shop in the lake.
Getting a salad for lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe even enjoying my salad. I think maybe my salad had just been delivered to my table. So okay. I was getting ready to eat it. And this person walked in.
You are not there to meet this person.
No.
Would you ever meet this person?
I mean, I guess there's a hypothetical situation where I might meet this person. I have met this person before, but this person did not look in my direction, nor would they have recognized me, nor would they have remembered me. Therefore, and looked very much like did not want to be bothered and was just there to grab a to-go order off the shelf.
Based on everything you just said, sir, it's got to be Ron Howard.
No.
All right. So has this person been on this program?
No. That's another thing that if that person had looked in my direction and maybe if there had been a conversation, that would have been something. I think this person should be on this.
Is this a working actor / comedian?
Yes.
Okay. More known for acting than comedy at this point?
No.
Will Forte?
No.
He's been on this program. Bad guess.
He has been.
Horrible guess. More than once?
He should be back, though.
Once?
I think it might have just been the once.
His schedule is never allowed.
I know.
It's never allowed.
Busy guy.
He's always busy. He issued a nice statement today about that Wile E. Coyote movie that he stars in, saying that he saw it, and he feels bad for the crew and cast that will never see it, and he wanted them to know that just please know all of your work, all of your hard work and emotions are on the screen, every frame of the movie or whatever he said, and it's a shame that it will never be seen is what he says.
It's very nice. And also, that might mark the first occasion that Will Forte has been publicly sincere.
Boy, that's a great thing.
So it's hard to imagine him saying anything.
He was doing it as a character.
Yeah. Got to imagine he has some mustache on.
I assume he was wearing a wig at the time.
Yeah. I'll say this, too, about Will Forte's character and his wig work. They're all ill-fitting wigs.
Yeah.
He's never got a wig on that's appropriate.
And that just adds to the humor, I think. I like that about him.
All right, so back to business here. Mm-hmm. You're at the farms. You're having a salad. Mm-hmm. This gentleman walks in. He's all business.
Did I say it was a gentleman?
This lady walks in.
Correct.
And okay, boy, oh boy. But you've met this person, and you feel they should be on this program. You think they've been reached out to at some point? And that
probably not.
Publicist. Okay.
I don't think they should be. I just think. We would welcome this person, I think, is the way to put it. But we also probably haven't made any effort to book this person.
I don't know if this fits what you just said, but I'm terrible with names. The lady who starred in Spy?
Melissa McCarthy.
Yeah. That's a good guess.
That is a good guess because she lives in that area, but no.
Okay.
That was my wife's first guess because we see her all the time.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. She's always... I think she lives in Burbank or Toluca Lake, and she's out and about.
Her publicists give me the bum's rush the second that
we're in a situation where I felt like comfortable speaking to her, but she's a movie star, and it's always weird to start talking to a movie star you do not know.
Mm-hmm.
They don't necessarily appreciate
it. In fairness, have you seen her most recent movies?
I have not, and I think that goes for most of us.
we watched them all during the pandemic. Not all, but whatever ones were. Here's the problem with that too. Then you, it's one of those situations where she goes, "I'm not available, but my husband is," and then you go, "Oh boy, gulp." I have an IFB in IFB, yeah, IFB. That sounds right. Oh, IVF is the thing that Alabama's against. Yeah. IFB. That's
in ear
in
monitor.
IEM would be in ear monitor.
What do you think? What is it?
I don't know what it stands for, but I think it's IFB.
Yeah, IEM doesn't sound right at all.
Yeah, that's nothing at all.
Nobody ever says that.
In your monitor does sound right.
I mean, you got to imagine that there's some tech somewhere who calls in an IEM and it just never stuck.
Well, that guy, nobody likes that guy.
Yeah, well, because IEM, I mean, they could be confused. You're talking about a computer? Is it IBM? What's happening?
I am confused.
It's very confusing.
What does IFB stand for, Garen? You got anything?
No.
What is it? What is in your monitor? What?
IEM.
All right, that's not what we call it. When any set that I've ever been on, it's not been called that. Whenever I say, "Does Jimmy have his blank in?" And then I'll go, "No, he doesn't, because Jimmy doesn't like having it. I don't like hearing the booth." Then they'll go, "Well, you got to hear the booth." I go, "I don't like hearing the booth. I've got a show to run on the stage."
Okay, I think I got it.
Doing a fucking bit.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was so excited. I was so excited that I found it because it's such a weird. It's you'd never guess this, but
what is it?
So it is IFB.
Mm-hmm.
Interruptible foldback.
That's what it is, yeah.
Also known as interrupted foldback, interruptible feedback, or interrupt for broadcast.
All right, I'll go along with all those.
Is a monitoring queuing system used in television, filmmaking, video production, and radio broadcast for one-way communication from the director or assistant director to on-air talent.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
All right.
That's all my IFB searches turned up churches and banks.
Makes sense. So,
we do need to get him a new computer.
You blame the technology.
I'm being nice.
You're being very nice.
Being nice. How does he find it in less than 1 second and he's looking at fucking banks?
International Finance Bank. Blanks.
He's got examples.
All right. So this lady walks in, all business, wants her food.
Doesn't want to interact with a human being.
But you've met her.
Den doesn't.
Have you met her at the UCB?
No.
Did you meet her when you worked for Imagine?
No.
Did you meet her at a function with Elise?
No.
The listener's going to hate that I'm going to say this, but I need to get this out of my head. Mm-hmm. Ellen.
No.
Okay.
She doesn't.
Why would the listener hate that?
Because somebody doesn't like that I prepare it with, I just got to clear the decks. I know it's wrong, but I have to just say it because it kind of fits.
No, I guess I meant, why did you think I wouldn't hate it? I'd worry less about them and more about me, my man.
I mean, that's fair.
That's where my worry would, that's where I would put that on the scales of justice.
Yeah.
I would start putting some more weight over on the other side.
I mean, I don't, but I hear what you're saying.
I would.
This might end up being torturous, but I realize if you guys can't figure it out, we could just wait until the phone calls and see if the callers can guess it. But that's going to be hours from now.
Yeah, but we could drop this. We could drop this like a hot potato right now. I'm happy to drop it.
I feel like the one thing you guys haven't done is figure out like what she's best known for.
Was she on SNL?
Yes.
Saturday Night Live. Wig?
No.
What's her name? It's Vanessa Bayer.
Nope.
One season?
No. More.
Current?
No.
Hear me out. Is it Ellen Cleghorn?
Oh, did you mean Ellen Cleghorn? That is who it was.
Is it Victoria Jackson?
No.
No, she lives down south, my man. She's not going to be around Burbank.
Oh, that's true.
And so we're saying that this woman has been in like big movies.
I didn't say that.
No, I said that. Well, said that.
There was an implication. And so I thought there.
I assume she's done movies, but I can't name one.
So then, what she's best known for is SNL.
Yes.
Okay, and then did she go on to situation comedies?
No.
So we know her from SNL.
Yes.
Cut and dry.
Well, and from the same thing I know her through, which is I'll just say it's just stand up comedy. Like she's
Melissa Villaseñor?
Yes.
Oh, it's Melissa Villaseñor.
Excellent. Good call. Sorry, callers. Elliot just fucked you out of some fun.
Yeah, you're no fun.
That's my job.
No fun. Hey, a lot of people are saying they're a little tight with the wallet these days. Mm. Luckily enough, they're never not funny, listeners. These people are flush. But sometimes some things come up. Unexpected auto bill, dental. In my case, I had an unexpected dental bill.
Yeah.
You know, my dental insurance is okay, but at the same time, it's not the greatest. And you get something done, you got to pay out of pocket.
What about this? Maybe you have a pet. Suddenly your pet gets sick. You take him to the vet. Oh my God, this is going to be thousands of dollars
right.
to treat this, whatever the problem is. And that's very unexpected and very unwelcome.
Well, that's where EarnIn comes in, Matt. EarnIn is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day, up to $750 per pay period. It's this easy. Download the EarnIn app and verify your paycheck, then access up to $100 a day, as I mentioned. And you can leave an optional tip if you want. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. So download EarnIn today. That is spelled EARNIN in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the EarnIn app, type in Never Not Funny under podcast when you sign up. Now that lets them know who sent you there. You're right. You don't need to be putting other shows in there. Never Not Funny. In fact, across the board on this, guys.
Yeah. Even just you could like write it on your screen with a Sharpie if it doesn't have a field for it. Wherever you go on the internet, put Never Not Funny.
You do that under podcast. Subject to available earnings, location, daily max, and pay period max. See earnin.com/TOS for details. EarnIn is a financial technology company, not a bank. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. EarnIn.
Get your money now. Speaking of politics and you being on stage with a politician, remember that guy, Tom LeBonge?
Tom LeBonge,
You had a situation with him. Mm-hmm. And he passed away.
He's passed away, yeah.
I just noticed the other day that there's like a water treatment facility in Burbank that they named after him.
They named it, right?
Yeah.
Apparently he did good things.
Yeah, okay.
In addition to, I'm going to say, ruining my body.
Almost killing you.
I mean, I think, look, all the problems with my body happened after that.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah, so, I want to ask, but because I talk medical stuff on my podcast, and it's because of my... sometimes I wish I was a doctor. It's interesting to me, but no one wants to hear about your
I'm fascinated
ailments.
By you.
I am interested.
I think about you often, Chris, and I'll tell you why. I masturbate a lot.
I hear you.
And makes sense?
No, you're in the next room and you're masturbating.
Oh, you literally
hear. I hear you. Masturbating. We should have that hotel room.
Wait, you've had your hip replaced.
Yes.
And you're up and moving. And it fascinates me. Back in the old days, if somebody had their hip replaced, you know, for years they would still be, you know, hobbling about.
A hip that I replaced because I had rheumatoid arthritis that was a reaction to tonsils I should have extracted.
Wait, pardon me?
Whoa.
I had streptococcal reactive arthritis that attacked my whole body back when I was working on Fuel TV. All my joints, especially my hips, were hurt. And in that time, they wore out so much that I had no cartilage. And when I went in, he's like, oh, your hips are, you've been born with bad hips. And I just kept it a secret because I thought if I said, oh, at one point I had arthritis, maybe they wouldn't do the metal hip.
Oh.
So I just kept it to myself.
Yeah.
I know that because it was real arthritis. The blood work said you have rheumatoid arthritis. Mm-hmm. I got my tonsils out and a bunch of my pain in my body went away.
Is that true?
Directly.
Wow. That's incredible.
And it's so rare that the guy... I was like, I feel like I was getting strep throat for the seventh time this year, and it all of a sudden I woke up with my joints swollen. He's like, huh, that's weird, and he looked at a book with his name on it. He just forgot writing this part, that you can get, it's a weird autoimmune thing.
Wow, that's never heard of that.
Wild. Yeah, no one has, and it was some weird gift from God that I, yeah.
Now, what about?
But you still had to get a new hip.
Yeah, yeah, and you're right. Yeah, the point is, it did work. It's the best decision I've ever made. But
the recovery had to be rough, though, right?
It was. Yeah, not as rough as. I mean, it was motivating. It made me conscious of my body. Made me start taking Bar Method, which is this very, you know, I had never even heard of it, but it was the same moves as my physical therapy, and it's you go in. It's all women. They're all looking at me weird because I had that mustache. And there's a ballet bar, and there's a lot of like squatting and standing on your tippy toes. But it all of the clam movements with the legs. I kind of wish I didn't say that. was all rehab for my hip, and it whipped it into shape. And as far as running, and you know, if I had to juke someone out in the hallway,
yeah.
I was fine in 5 months, 6 months.
That's fast.
As far as skateboarding goes, it's still a process. It took years and years because they move your muscles to get access to your skeleton.
Yeah. Right.
And then I believe my muscles kind of settled in slightly.
Different spot?
Different spot. Wow. So when I tell my brain to do a certain skateboard trick, my leg slightly goes in a different direction than it used to.
Really?
It's weird. Oh. It was like I was possessed. But now I'm learning.
Well, I know a lot of those skateboards have like spooky graphics like skeletons on them. Maybe the board is the possessed.
Yeah, it's because I keep doing that spider web in my grip tape.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. You're obviously a Satan worshiper.
I mean, look at this. Look at this.
What are you doing?
I know. I saw that on the way in. You've got a stitched patch on your pants that says Selena.
It looks like I shop at Hot Topic. But I've been patching a lot. And
You made that yourself?
Selena.
Oh, you've been patching a lot?
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Nobody saw, I think earlier age, people were like, the thing about Chris is he's never going to patch.
Yeah. No, I've had this mug since I was a kid. My sister got it for me, actually, because my friend's dad had it. It said, after 40, it's patch, patch, patch. And we used to laugh because it's like, what the hell is that about? Going bald, maybe? And
now you're there.
I started patching. I'm like, I get it now.
What the fuck? Are you talking? I mean,
yeah.
I've never heard of this mug.
I know.
Oh, it seems like maybe a local thing.
And then, but now you're patching.
Loco. Yeah, I've been putting patches on my old clothes.
You'll love it.
And then it makes you excited to wear your old dickies.
I have to admit, it looks nice.
Yeah.
Is that the singer, Selena?
Yeah.
Not Selena Gomez.
To hear the full episode, head over to nevernotfunny.com and subscribe to the Platinum at any level. Tiers 2 and higher get the full archives, and there's more perks to be found over at nevernotfunny.com.